April Fool to Procter & Gamble. We're not going on.
Boy, how do you do? My, oh, my, just look at you. Your clothes are the cleanest I've ever seen.
Thank you. You can have clean clothes, too, if you do what my mummy do. Use Tide in your wash machine.
Use what?
Tide! T-I-D-E, Tide!
Transcribed from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Marine Peddle, Pat McGee and Dick Lyon and Ann O'Neill will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled Skelton vs. Hospital, and it stars as the patient, Red Skelton.
Oh, thank you. I feel great tonight. As you all know, I'm working in a picture with Ann Miller and Esther Williams, and we did a love scene the other day, and I went outside and my pores were still open, you see. And... Well, anyhow, Metro Goldwyn Mayer wanted to send me one of the nicest hospitals they could find, but I listened to Rod O'Connor, and he touted me off to a place where he goes. Well, I'd like to let you in on just exactly what happened.
Calling Dr. Emmerman, calling Dr. Lewis, calling Dr. Rez, calling Dr. Blank. Report to the emergency operating room at once, please.
Gee, I wonder what's up.
They're getting ready to cut open a fresh canasta day. Hey, look, Rod, I think I better get dressed and look for a better hospital. I don't like this place. Termite with any pride wouldn't come near
it. Look, Skelton, I'm only trying to save you some money. In the tax bracket you're in, you can't afford to get sick.
You're not kidding. I even got a get-well card from Truman.
Well, we'll have to protect the police action.
Protect the police action? Yeah. Are you kidding? Say, that Pentagon is so mixed up, they think an admiral is a television set.
Well, now that you're in the hospital, have they found out what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I was sent out in the California sun too long and got smog poisoning.
Get a load of this nurse that just came in.
Is she back again?
Yeah.
I thought the last time she came around would be it.
Well, she is kind of skinny.
Skinny? She looks like a vegetarian dinner, no meat.
Well, well, what do we have here? My, you're pale and wrinkled.
You're looking at the Venetian blind.
Oh, so I am. My eyes have been tired lately.
Oh.
I sat up night after night trying to figure out what was wrong with them.
Oh.
And last night I found out why they are so tired.
Why?
I ain't been getting enough sleep.
Well, there's an April Fool joke if I ever heard one. Well, I think I'm getting out of here.
Now, wait a minute, Bud. Wait a minute. I have to get a little blood count.
Well, count your own blood.
Now, look, Skelton, you're in here because they want to help you. Cooperate, Skelton.
Are you Red Skelton?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, we all have to go sooner or later.
You're looking in a mirror. I'm over here.
Oh, I beg your pardon. My eyes are so tired.
Yeah. Gee, look at the size of that needle she's going to stick me with.
Well, now, I'll rub your arm with alcohol. My, you're so skinny.
Your eyes are bad. That's the light cord you're holding.
Oh, yes. Here's your arm. My, you are a man of steel.
I am?
Now then, now hold still. Let's try to do it right the first time. Did I get through to you?
No, I'm over here. You jabbed the bedpost.
Well, I declare. Oh, me.
Let me help you.
Yeah, help
you. I'll tie the rubber tube around his arm.
There you are.
Here, now, clench your fist, Skelton.
Okay.
Now, I'll hold his arm up for you.
There you are.
Okay, lady, get your blood count.
There.
Hey, her eyes are bad, aren't they? Now, you take that down to the lab, and if he's okay, I'm getting out of here.
Now, I have to have blood. All I got was a little blubber. Hold it. There.
Oh, you hit it. Mm. What do you do on your day off? Work at the filling station?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of something else.
Probably that your basement needs drained out or something.
There, now, that didn't hurt, did it?
No.
Well, goodbye.
Bye.
Oh.
Nobody could be that old.
Here's one of our price lists, in case you think of something you'd like done while you're here.
A price list? Look at this. A sale on operations. Appendicitis, $35. Tonsils, $40. Liver, $50. With onions, $55.50. Hey, how did you find this place? I'm getting out of here.
Oh, you'll like this hospital once you get acquainted.
Look, I know enough about the place now. Yeah. Probably the only reason that the doctors wear those little white masks in the operating room, that's in case the operation's not a success, you'll never know who did it.
Look, I'll let you in on something. This is a gag we're playing on.
Oh?
We thought it would hit you funny and kind of cheer you up.
Oh?
Look, turn on the radio. We got a surprise for you.
What's this? Going to blow up my face?
And we are sorry to hear that the redhead isn't feeling well. But here's his old sidekick, Dave Rose, and his orchestra to play for him, Dear, Dear, Dear.
Oh.
Get the cleanest wash in town, wouldn't you?
Sure.
And Tide will give it to you every time. Reason we're so positive about that is we've proved it in the laboratory. There isn't a soap sold today we haven't tested against Tide, and that probably includes any soap you've ever used yourself. Well, the results read like this. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Of course, millions of you women have proved that right in your own washing machines. But where our results are in facts and figures, yours are in those cleaner overalls the kids romp around in, the cleaner towels you stack away each wash day. So put your clothes in those wonderful Tide suds. Then wring them, rinse them, and hang up the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
Well, you know, the first few hours I was in the hospital, I thought maybe it was a gag that Rod had cooked up for me, but I developed a little cough, and about an hour later, the doctor came in.
Well, I see you have a hefty cough. Well, don't you worry about a thing.
Oh, don't, I won't worry. There's no use for both of us to worry, is there? Who are you?
Oh, I'm the doctor. Dr. Snodgrass.
Dr. Snodgrass?
You just called me Snod and cut the grass.
Who do I see about getting out of here?
Oh, we'll have you out of here in no time.
In a box, no doubt.
Let me see your tongue. Farther. Stick it out farther. Farther.
It's hooked on back there.
Very strange. It's red and part flat.
That's my socks coming through.
Tell me, has anyone taken your temperature?
Well, Georgia, my wife, took it just before I left the house, but she took it with the kitchen thermometer.
Well, what did it read? What did it read?
Roast.
Roast. Well, we'll get that cough cleared up in no time.
No doubt.
Here, we'll give you one of our new pills. Here.
Look at the size of that thing. You don't fix basketball games, do you?
Oh, dear. I have to see a doctor about this nasty cough.
You got to see a doctor about your cough?
That's what I said.
Why don't you treat yourself?
Oh, good heavens, no. I'm too expensive. There now. Take your pill.
Look, I can't swallow anything that big.
You pay taxes?
Certainly.
If you can swallow what you're paying taxes for, you can swallow that.
They're either applauding, hoping we are dying, or like that last one. Will it stop my cough?
I just gave one to a patient up in room 201, and it stopped his like that.
It did, huh?
Yeah. How you doing, Skelton?
Hey, look.
Oh, what a novelty, a white bowling ball.
That's a pill I got to take. Get that.
Well, who? Yes, he's here. This for you, Doctor.
Oh, thanks. But you shouldn't be sticking into a phone in a hospital. It spreads germs. Hello. Speaking. Oh, room 201.
That's the guy you gave the pill to.
Yeah. Tell me, when? Oh, well, you all got to go sooner or later. Yes, well, he wasn't a very strong man, no. All right, nurse. Take care of that cold, Doc.
Yeah.
See you later.
Go test some more cigarettes. I suppose this is part of your little plan to cheer me up.
Well, look, I'm only trying to be helpful. Step on your robe.
Okay. Well, you told me to slip on my robe.
Come on. Let's take a walk down the hall.
Okay. Anything to get out of this room, it's closing in on me.
Gee. Look at that nurse.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
My, you look cute enough to kiss.
You look stupid enough to try it.
See?
Yeah, homebody.
Yeah, built like a house. Did you say all of your friends come to this hospital?
Oh, certainly.
Name one.
Cauliflower McPug. In fact, here he comes now. Come on.
How do you know it's him?
Well, he was to give an exhibition bout for the Boy Scouts at 1 o'clock.
So?
It's now 1:30. It's got to be him.
All right, step aside.
Who is it?
Fireman Cauliflower McPug. Here, put him in the receivery room.
Let me talk to him. Cauliflower, hey, McPug. Look at that smile on his face. He sure must be hearing bells and birds now.
Who is it? Oh, him again.
I think the bum's okay, nurse. Passed out before he got into the ring.
Oh. That poor sap. He'll keep on till he hears bells and birds. I've told him 20 times to keep out of the ring and settle down to a nice, sane job. I could get him a job here as an ambulance driver. Oh, pardon me, a patient's ringing for me. I'll call Cauliflower in a few minutes.
Cauliflower. Hey, Cauliflower, come on, boy, wake up.
What is it? Who is it? Who is it? What's that? Who is it? Here, stand back, boy, stand back. I'm okay now, I'm okay. Oh, Johnny, just startled me a little. I'm okay now. I'll get him this round. Could you direct me to a neutral corner, will you? When you say Hollywood and Vine, I'll punch you right in the nose. I think I got this fight in the bag now. Yeah. I think I got it in the
look,
bag.
Look, look, look. The only neutral corner around here is in your head.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Would have made a nice cut, but it's cute.
Hey, look, that Pog Retro.
What do you mean? Would you be my manager no more?
No, you're none but a punch drunk fighter.
Who's the punch drunk fighter? You say that again and I'll break your jaw.
Well, consider it said.
Well, consider your jaw broken.
And another thing. Another thing, stay away from the gym.
Stay away from the gym? Well, I wasn't going near that place. Fighter's not allowed down there today anyhow. The Raptors are having a robe and hairstyle show. Say, I wonder who gets to top it, will you? I'm in here to rest, not to be kicked around, you know. How about that?
What do you mean, how about what?
Well, every time I come to this hospital, I got one intern here always trying to annoy me.
What do you mean, annoy you?
He smacked me on the back of the head, but when I turn around, he's never there.
Say, I heard your fight
last... There must be a fire. That's the fifth truck I heard go behind me.
I heard that fight you had last night was canceled, too, huh?
Yeah, how about that? How about that? The doc wouldn't let me get into the ring. He said I was out of shape, you know. Oh. I'm just fighting different these days. This is my stance, you see. Not for long, mind you. Now, I ask you, the last time you saw me fight, wasn't I in the pink of condition, wasn't I?
When you were flat on your back 2 seconds after the round began.
But didn't I look healthy laying there? Hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
I don't know.
No, I know you from somewhere. Ain't you the guy that dislocated my nose?
I don't think so.
It's all flattened in now. Can't use it. Can't breathe to it, you know. Comes in handy for opening cans, you know. Outside of that, nothing. You remember how my nose used to hang over my mouth and flap in the breeze when I talk?
Well, I guess I didn't know you then.
Yeah, well, I like it better now. It curled around my ear, you see. Give me that devil may care look. See, boy, them mockingbirds must be mad at somebody.
Oh, brother.
What'd you say?
I said, oh, brother.
I didn't know we were related. Hey, quit breathing down my neck, will you, boy?
Stand I'm not back, breathing right? down your neck.
You're not old. How about that? My nose fell down again.
Tell me something, will you, Cauliflower?
What's that?
How did you ever become a fighter?
Well, I started during the last war. Mm-hmm. The war broke out, and a bunch of people said, there he goes. I said, there he goes, nothing is taking me. During the last war, I fought and fought and fought, and I still had to go, you know.
Well, tell me, did you serve overseas?
Over the hill, mostly.
Well, didn't you like being in the Army?
I loved every minute of it. I loved every minute of being in the Army. Every minute of it. It was them long irons is what got me, you know. Boy, a flock of them flew over that time, didn't it?
Say, did you ever stop to realize that nobody hears bells and birds except you?
Did you notice that I'm not snooty about it?
Cauliflower. Don't you think I should answer the phone?
If it rings, yes.
It's ringing now.
What's that?
It's ringing now.
Are you stewed or something? You must be nuts, boy.
Then you must be really spinning. You hear phones when they're not ringing, and you can't hear them when they are.
Look, you answer your phones, I'll answer mine. Hey, listen to that mockingbird imitating a robin redbreast. Isn't that pretty? Oh, that's cute. Boy. That's cute, isn't it?
What's cute?
A robin on my shoulder. He comes there every day.
Yeah?
I'm going to pet it. Oh, now he flew away.
Boy, you're really gone.
Huh?
You're gone.
I'm gone?
Yes.
And who am I here talking to you? Kind of brilliant line, isn't it? Huh? You want it said, but it won't have to do, you know. You think I flipped my lid, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You want to see that rattler I room with. Oh, that poor sucker, he'd really gone, really gone. Every time a good-looking girl goes by the gym... Every time a good-looking girl goes by the gymnasium, he runs down the back door, see? Out the back door, gets the header off.
What's wrong with that?
There's no back door in that gymnasium. I know. I lock it so he can't get back in.
Hey, why don't you quit the fight racket?
Not until I win one fight. For once, I'd like to have the referee to wave my arm instead of an intern.
Did you get knocked out all the time?
I've been fighting in the circuit now for 20 years, and the soles of my sneakers are better known than I am. You know... Oh, I can't go to sleep at night now somebody counts 10 over me. You know that?
Mm-mm.
Isn't it beautiful? You mind if I go to sleep today?
To what?
Dave Rosen's orchestra playing Strength of Patience.
Tides made some amazing changes in wash day. Take the old problem of soap film. Tides banished it forever. And that one fact made this whole idea of no rinsing practical. So if you're one of those women who likes to skip the rinsing, then Tide's for you. For Tide will give you the cleanest no-rinse wash you can get, plus those savings in time and work. Of course, maybe you prefer to rinse. Most women do. Then listen. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That means your children will wear cleaner clothes to school. You'll spread cleaner cloths on your dining room table. Yes, a Tide wash is the cleanest wash in town.
Well, Skelton, you're going home today.
Yeah, boy, and am I glad to get out of this joint.
So you mind if I stop by to see a pal of mine that they brought in?
A pal of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it this time? Empty?
As a matter
of fact... I said it when you laughed! I knew it!
As a matter of fact, no. It's Willie Lumplum.
Oh?
He's in here.
Well, I'll wait outside for you.
Hi, Willie. You okay?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
What happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it was like this. I was coming home with the milkman about...
Hey, Willie, ain't this the street you live on?
Yeah.
Which side of the street your house on?
I don't know. It keeps crossing over. This is the last time I ever buy a rambling house. Still, it's better than the house we did have when we were out in the valley, you know.
What was wrong with that one?
Well, I always wanted a home where the buffalo roam, but this real estate man over here did it. We had buffaloes in the living room, buffaloes in the dining room. It, did you know that we didn't have any towels in the bathroom? Just a big woolly buffalo. You know, you're one of the nicest milkmen I ever did business with.
Well, thanks. You'll soon be home.
It's sort of a strange... it's not me, it's them buffalo.
Look, just to save an argument, let me have that bottle of sarsaparilla.
No, I'll empty it.
Oh, no, you don't. Last time you filled me milk bottles up with it.
Yeah, did you hear what happened? 300 people went down to the dairy and tried to buy the cow.
Hey, have me help you make some deliveries.
No. Look, Willie, I can handle this milk route. I've been doing it for years, you see.
No, you need a little help. Now, what goes to this house here?
A quart of milk.
Okay, stand back. Yeah.
Willie, you've broken the bottle.
Why, don't tell me. I delivered newspapers that way for years. I never broke one.
Look, I'm trying to tell you, there's no use delivering milk if you spill it all over the front porch.
Oh, I don't know. After all, the way I deliver milk to the lady, don't have to rinse out the bottles.
Hey, look at that silly horse.
Yeah.
Tiptoeing.
I notice he does that every time we pass a butcher's shop. Well, here we are.
Look, are you sure this is your house?
Sure, I'm sure. There's my wife's face burning in the window.
Well, probably see you in the morning. Y'all for getting off the wagon.
Oh, I'm all right. No running board, eh? Did you hurt yourself?
I don't think so. You're the one that fell off.
Oh. I was wondering what I was doing down here on the sidewalk.
You had quite an evening, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Do you think your wife will be waiting up for you?
As the immortal Shakespeare once says, I have a stinking suspicion. She is going to greet me with open arms, sidearms, hammerlocks, and commando tactics.
Well, I gotta get going. Good night, Willie.
Good night. Thanks for giving me the lift. You know, you ought to be awfully proud you brought me home.
Why?
It's the first time I've been on the wagon for 20 years. Good night.
Good night, Willie.
I'll sneak in this side window. I left it open so I could get in without her hearing me.
Who's there?
You sure keep this glass clean, don't you?
Oh, it's you. A fine husband you are. I wish Mother wasn't here with us. I'd go home to her.
Yeah? Well, why don't she leave? Better still, let's move out and leave your relatives here.
What? You don't expect me to move out and leave my folks cold, do you?
That's the way they leave me. That family of yours, they cost me a fortune.
Billy, someday you'll learn. There are some things that money can't buy.
Yep, Harry fixed that all right.
Now, I'm telling you, you better be in bed in 5 minutes, or I'll break every bone in your head.
Okay, I'll hop right in bed. You've been moving that furniture again, ain't you?
Billy, the bed's over here.
Good.
Now get in. Go to sleep.
I can't. Your knee keeps poking me in the middle of the back.
That's your own knee. I'm not even in bed.
Well, what do you know? I'm a pretzel.
Billy, you seem to forget. I've got to be at work by 7.
Work? You work? I'm going to get up.
If you get out of that bed, I'm going to throw you out the window.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Did she throw you out the window?
No, my neck's in this plaster cast because I got ingrown toenails.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye, boy.
Well, come on, Skelton.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hey, you got lipstick on your collar.
Yeah, a nurse kissed me goodbye.
Well, won't Georgia get mad when she sees lipstick on your collar?
Sure, she's got to wash these shirts. But she uses Tide. She won't be too mad.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday.
This is Skelton. Good night, now, and thanks for listening. Thanks for buying more and more of the voice American Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets flows cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why.
You get the cleanest
is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.